This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The number of dead from an explosion outside a school in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul has risen to 58, Afghan officials said Sunday, as doctors struggled to provide medical care to at least 150 injured, mostly girls. Sunday, civilians and policemen collected books and school bags strewn across a blood-stained road that was busy with shoppers ahead of this year's celebration for Eid al-Fitr next weekend. A car bomb was detonated in front of the school Saturday evening when students rushed out in panic. Two more bombs exploded. East Jerusalem tensions have spilled over into clashes between Israeli police and Palestinians around the Aqsa, Islam's third holiest mosque, at the height of the Ramadan fasting season. The clashes erupted outside of the Old City of Jerusalem Saturday night as tens of thousands of Muslims worshippers prayed on Islam's holy night of Layl al-Qadr. Palestinian youth threw stones, lit fires, and tore down police barricades in the streets leading to the walled Old City gates as officers on horseback and in riot gear used stun grenades and water cannons to repel them. At least 80 people were injured and 14 were taken to the hospital, according to the Palestine Red Crescent. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the attack and expressed his deepest sympathies to the families of the victims and to the government and people of Afghanistan. In a statement, he also stressed the urgency of ending the violence in Afghanistan. Jordan warned Israel Sunday to stop what it described as barbaric attacks and said it would step up international pressure, an official statement said. This is VOA News. Emirates Airlines said Sunday it will fly medical supplies from Dubai to 9 cities in India free of charge starting this week to help battle a devastating upsurge in the coronavirus. In an AP interview, Nabil Sultan, the divisional senior vice president for the airline, says high volumes of certain key items will be flown to India very soon.
We are looking at various requests at the moment for some of these essential commodities that needs to move to India. As a matter of fact, as we speak, we are already preparing the first shipment that is booked on 13th of May that consists of a lot of tents or hospital tents that will be sort of moved as quickly as possible.
International aid has poured in for India, where record infection rates have overwhelmed hospitals, depleting medicines, oxygen tanks, and other supplies. In fact, India reports a record new COVID-19 daily death toll of over 4,000 and more than 400,000 new cases as the country grapples with the world's worst coronavirus surge. Members of the opposition call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi to order a national lockdown as the country's official death toll to date hit nearly 240,000. A large segment of a Chinese rocket re-entered the Earth's atmosphere and disintegrated over the Indian Ocean Sunday, China's space agency said, following fevered speculation over where the 18-ton object would come down. Officials in Beijing had said there was little risk from the free-falling segment of the rocket, which had launched the first module of China's new space station into Earth orbit April 29th. But the U.S. space agency, NASA, and some experts said China had behaved irresponsibly as an uncontrolled re-entry of such a large object risked damage and casualties. Chinese officials said it landed in the Indian Ocean near the Maldives and that most of it disintegrated and was destroyed during descent. People in Jordan, Oman, and Saudi Arabia posted footage on social media of the debris piercing the early dawn skies over the Middle East. President Vladimir Putin watched Russia's traditional World War II victory parade Sunday. This year, it coincides with soaring tensions with the West. The patriotic display of raw military power on Moscow's Red Square featured over 12,000 troops and more than 190 pieces of military hardware. It commemorates the 76th anniversary of the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.